class.
Is he? What's he like in class?
Just what class
is he? Does he talk a lot?
Nobel 2020 planning.
Oh, cancer.
Are you in that with Andrew Post? Oh. Hey, remember last week when I screwed Wilson and Wes over? They're here.
Oh, no.
There we go. So welcome everyone to our last meeting of the year. We have quite a big agenda, so if you have anything, I might have to wait. Other than that, the question for today is what has been your favorite Gustavus student center memory for this year? Not memory, but anything which you learned, you know. It's fun.
Okay. Senator Boyan. Senator Carlson Sather. Senator Conroy.
We did that cheer.
Senator Durbani.
The banquet. That was cool.
Senator Hammond.
I really appreciated how cooperative it was.
Senator King.
The holy event.
Senator Leininger.
Getting to know everyone.
Mm-hmm. Senator Olson.
Ethics Committee.
It's your turn.
Senator Schugel.
I'll pay you. Ten.
Senator Sullivan.
Oh, the banquet was right.
Senator
Tunette.
The banquet or technology committee?
Yeah.
Senator Ruiz.
Hard work pays off.
Don't really have one. Senator Johnson.
Probably when we talked to President Bergman for like half an hour about the cat.
Senator Mikey.
I think over the course of the year, just learning that we can make a difference as students.
Senator Jorgensen. Senator Lim. Senator Kamal.
I would have to agree with Senator Minkie that being here and knowing that we can make it.
Public Relations Chair Anderson.
The selfie Asante.
Stroll Rashad. Parliamentarian Barnes.
Seeing Asan panic before this year's Senate.
Health and Housing Chair Smirlo.
The water filler debate.
Diversity Chair Gupta. Finance Chair Petros.
The
banquet. Ombudsperson Doran.
Ethics on the
Student and Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion.
Seeing 2 seats away from Jonas and then on the
Tech Chair O'Neill.
The final installment of my Senate bromance with Asan.
Oh, that was my answer.
President-elect Villarreal. Co-president-elect Baca.
Meeting new people.
Co-president Lamberty.
I just really appreciated everything with all of you and seeing how much people have grown throughout the year and seeing all the things that all of
President
Ali Oscar. Seeing Tech Chair O'Neill every Monday, 7 p.m. For the last 3 years now. Administrative Director.
Taking attendance.
Advisor and Henke.
I gotta say, I got a split vote because I really love my meetings with Kylie and Asan. It was also really fun to work with Ben and Louise about the Fed freshman water filler station survey.
With that, we meet the quorum.
Perfect.
Approval of the minutes. Does anybody have to say anything? Nothing. We now move forward. Anybody from the top?
Not sorry, I'm just bumping.
Anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Seeing none, we'll move to the next thing. That's Laura. You. Floor is yours.
Thank you. My name is Laura Herbst-Johnson. I'm the Director of Peer Education and Chemical Health. And I'm here because our office is potentially looking for a new name, and we would love all of your feedback and opinions. So I will actually pass these sheets around.
along with pens if you all need them. So for those of you who might not know, our office houses the PAs, the peer assistants, and they help us implement wellness education programming on campus. And then we also house the substance use educator. And that person sees students both on a voluntary basis, those who are students just looking for additional support related to their chemical health and the chemical health of their family that's impacting them. And then also see students who are referred to him through the conduct process. So if they have violated the alcohol and drug policy, they see a substance use educator for educational sessions. So our mission states that we're dedicated to promoting campus-wide well-being, and we do that through providing quality wellness education and resources that support and enhance the lifestyle of all of our students. So in terms of programming, mental health is a big focus. As you might know, it's a big part of our prevention efforts, but we also focus on other aspects of health and wellness as well, such as mental health and stress management, healthy relationships, healthy sexuality, and then just general physical wellness. Because all those things are really interrelated. And if just one of those aspects of health and wellness is out of balance, it can impact the others. And so if your physical, or sorry, if your mental health and stress management is kind of out of balance, that can impact substance abuse. And vice versa, substance abuse can impact other aspects of health and wellness. So the direction we're headed, we'd like to kind of rebrand our services so that students see an overall outcome or outcomes that maybe they aspire to and seek out voluntarily. So research shows that promoting wellness is really positive prevention. I've given you on that sheet the definition of wellness. What did I put that here? Wellness is described and attitudes and active decisions made by an individual that contribute to positive health behaviors and outcomes. So there's a lot of research-backed benefits to living a healthy lifestyle, and that includes improved physical and mental health. So we're seeing less depression, less anxiety, less substance abuse, risky sexual behaviors, all those things, greater academic success, and then more opportunities to socialize and sustain friendships, and that's really what we're trying to promote among all of our investors. So we're really looking for an office name that brings a little bit more clarity to our identity and to our prevention efforts, and that kind of tells our whole story. And so with that, we've given a few options that we'd love for you to take a look at and give us your feedback and opinions on. Those options came from benchmarking other institutions, whether it be peer institutions or aspirant institutions, which are those that we obviously try to aspire to similar to. So wellness education, wellness promotion, those are common names among offices of our nature. And so we've given a few ideas there, but if you have another idea, or if you think that we should keep the name Peer Education and Chemical Health, we'd love to hear that feedback too. So if you wouldn't mind, if you all have a pen, taking just a minute to give us your response on that piece of paper, and then we will keep you posted on a wrap. We've also been doing intercept interviews among students in both back and the campus center, and we're asking other student organizations to. We're asking SAVE, SAC, the PAs, of course, and then DLC is also happening. So we would love to have your feedback as well. Does anyone have any questions?
What prompted this name? I mean, you said that other institutions are doing it, but what prompted it?
Well, there's been a little bit of confusion in terms of what our office is called and how we describe it. We oftentimes will hear admission officers walking through and giving kind of an explanation of what our office does, and every one of them is different. Some of them say we only focus on chemical health. Some of them only talk about the peer assistants that are in our office. So right now it just says peer education on our office door. And so it doesn't necessarily say peer education and chemical health. Some people refer to us as PEACH, the acronym for peer education and chemical health. So there's just kind of some confusion, and we're hoping to just develop some clarity, I guess, in both the mission of our office and the services that we provide. So wellness education, something along those
line kind of encompasses all of what we can provide for that.
As a tour guide,
yeah,
I can vouch that is very true. Something that we could go do. Does your office do an in-service with the admissions office?
We do, yep.
Fortunate.
Yeah. Yep, we did that just this fall, I think. We did
yeah.
In-service. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's just kind of a mouthful, so it's hard to
know
all of the right talking points.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
When you have a name that says exactly what the office does.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you
most of you guys are done with the form piece. How about we just pass it to Laura with your
perfect.
Pen?
Perfect.
Okay, but honestly, this one of my other choices.
Sure.
You don't want to go to the learning lounge? Where you're learning about sex ed.
Like,
yeah. The learning lounge.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Use condoms.
Change it.
It's fun.
Change it to well.
Well, thank you, Laura, for coming in.
Hurry it up.
We're gonna do budget now.
You don't.
Team. We will do budgets next, even though they are on 8th on the agenda, but don't have to wait for the whole planning meeting. So,
alright, for those that remember from last week, we tabled club hockey's budget discussion. Here. Again, at this time, it's Finance Committee's official recommendation. Changes, the proposed changes. Yeah, I'll yield any.
Do you have any questions for Club?
What if Carlos could you increase the screen?
A little bit. So last week when we reviewed your budget, we were wondering if you could walk us through the process of like how you guys arrived at that figure and like the process of how you.
For the officiating or for in general?
For the officiating.
No. That just covers it currently.
Any other questions?
When is this fee due?
The season doesn't start until October. I know I can give you, I don't have a hard date exactly, but the registration fee will be due around.
Time to fundraise? To have things to raise money for this fee too?
The expectation is that you are going to be. That you're paying a certain amount.
kind of precautions on it.
One thing I'd be worried about with the give them the best opportunity.
Would it be possible to increase funding fundraising opportunities for players regardless of if you there could definitely be people, like, I understand that you have numbers already and that you're hoping the numbers will increase, right? But people at the activities fair, I see the feet, I can't even play that. They're not saying anything to you. They're just sitting in the shadows. Like, to fund this more because we know that you are putting active effort into helping our guests.
We want some returners, let alone like freshmen, that, you know, it's going to be about this, maybe try and save up if possible. But approve of the recommended amount, because I know that we were talking about cutting, or at least hold this until this next discussion, so we found out that, you know, like, this is the minimum amount that they have to pay in order to have to reschedule a great number of games, which would affect other colleges and other answering these questions. I would support the recommendation.
Point of order.
I think there was.
Whatever
it is,
the 4,000, the extra funding, in half.
So, just to clarify, we are discussing the amended motion. 4,000 to 2,000. Anyway, on this person door.
I think that. The amount of money, which would be to create a transitional period here, is just as easily accomplished now that we have foot hockey we're not quite sure if it's called the bylaws, maybe in future years.
So all those in favor of cutting the hockey budget into favor of calling the question.
Aye.
All those who oppose. Any abstention? Seeing none. Amendment that if we want to cut the if we want that, then we will approve. If we don't want, then we don't vote. So all those in favor, all those who abstain. No, so now we're back to the original motion. Budget.
Yes.
As it is, as it is on the screen. With the recommended amount of 9,000 shares. Don't have any discussion, we'll move to the vote. All those in favor of approving the recommendation. All those who oppose. Any abstentions? Seeing none, budget passes.
Okay.
I just feel like they didn't tell you anything. Just think that's a lot of you.
I just joined overhead.
So next we have another budget. For
yes, our next organization is figure and we're content with it. So at the time Kansas Committee recommends a figure of $6,915.
No. There you go. All
questions.
Point of inquiry, can you remind us how much
estimated contingency or our current contingency?
Current.
Our current contingency.
Are there any questions for our
what's practice?
Yeah. That, so historically, as they travel up to the cities to often practice, since we don't have any as like normal Nordic and then also like downhill skiing.
Yeah.
And when they go,
changing their name from Nordic skiing if they're doing Nordic and Alpine, because I don't know if y'all know.
Interesting.
Do you think they would still practice though in around years?
Yeah.
Like
so
that
I think he's treasurer. Because
otherwise you'd have the same trail.
Seeing none, we can move to the discussion of the budget. Move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the budget as
aye.
All those who oppose, any abstentions? Pass. Next, we have
Women's Nordic Ski. Once again, figure of $6,915. The exact same budget as the men.
Anyone has any questions?
Are you? 27th on the email alias and active members they list.
Any other questions, Tavitha Gupta?
Travel along the dimension of the team. So that's why the costs are reasonable.
Related to last year, this is this budget is $5 more.
So they go to competitions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any further questions? Seeing none, we can move to the discussion.
Thanks.
Hey, Speaker, I think we should have gender equity between the teams.
All those who oppose say nay. Any abstentions? Seeing none.
Okay. Our next budget is from Swing Club.
Once again, recommendation that we fund the amount of $6,654.
Senator Johnson.
Why was getting into the swing of things not funded but Salsa Night funded? Taking place. And with our overall budget composition, we thought that was the one event. This year, knowing if it was successful or not this year, and asked for a big year at that time.
Cool. What do they like buy with the for the fall and spring dance?
Seeing none, we'll move to the discussion. Honorable person, Dora. The vote of recommending $6,654. Abstentions. Seeing none, budget passes.
Alright, our next organization.
Oh, Senator Dorn. Sorry.
They're just like updating it so it'll be used like your own.
Right, yeah. The changes they currently have are going to be ripped and.
Any further questions? Any further questions?
My goodness.
Any further questions? Johnson.
If the team's putting blood, sweat, and tears into their practices,
any further discussion? Towards the vote. All of the favors say aye.
Aye.
Last
one. Student Senate itself. A bulk of this budget goes. At an amount of $40,585.
Can you go up a little bit to see the breakdown?
Reality test taken every year?
Yeah.
Cool.
Was this money actually used in all?
We're gonna have significant amount of people who use it. It's, the total money I spent landing.
Are you saying that we only use 200 out of that? Or?
Not 200. I think that should fund this.
It's well used for student body, and I think trying to analyze it from programs that we have here is in line with the quality of the programs that we've been funding. So
any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to
aye.
All those who oppose, say nay. Any abstentions? Good job, Finance Committee. One more time.
Yes.
We'll continue. The agenda is the new cabinet. So, Karen and I, do you want to? However, you want.
I'm at your desk. So, hello, everyone. And I have scripts. I'm going to read off of it. So, yes, thank you. So, first of all, we would like to thank all of you for coming. That we are excited for this process and encourage you all to ask questions and to be engaged in the discussion. Diversity Leadership Council, so that was what she was this year. And then she was also a former involved in a lot of other things on campus. And I believe, so we believe, that she has the humble campus and is also very frequently involved in diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Do you have any questions for, unfortunately, the president?
Is it true that she turned down that position for this one?
Diversity Gupta.
I have a quick question. Apart from the experiences she had, what were thinking of personality that would be good for the diversity and inclusion?
I think she's a very good listener. Conversation. She's very open-minded as well. Really focuses on her
specific. The discussion of questions for President-elect. No question for you, but the best President-elect. We have a discussion, so we just have a discussion.
She's not here.
So, no, I'm wondering if Kadeon Manali has to leave or something.
No.
That was my question. Wow. Any discussion? We'll move towards the discussion on the senator.
She's very well suited for this job, and based on all that experience and involvement, I think she.
Senator Kumar?
I live with each other, and I think she's an amazing person. I'm also in Castle with her, and she's, like Manali said, she's a good listener, but she's also very constructive. She really thinks deeply about every single thing before she says something, and I think she's going to be amazing.
Any further discussion? Seeing congratulations, Brittany.
St. Paul. She was involved on campus with IMER, the Radicals. Woman of Color Summit, Over the Rim of
Oxfam and a mentor for 3 first-generation college students and a Baylor Education process with her passion as a leader to move that and create a more inclusive and representative cabinet.
I'm still good at listening. I'm pretty determined and hardworking. I pride myself in coming from my background and my family. So I try to separate myself and be hardworking. So through that, being student academic affairs chair, I'm very time manageable with all.
If you want this position as student academic affairs chair,
I really would like to be more engaged, more representative to them all, so they can know that we can all serve in the Senate. And like, you know, I like I would like to be a representative for like anyone.
What do you see as a personal struggle you see
people struggle is sometimes I'm really shy, so like it comes off as like they can't being here and talking today is a really big thing for me, so just trying to be more outgoing with saying my point of view and thoughts. So tackling that
would
just
be like doing things like step
outside. I know, yeah, she said she's shy, but she's always been very outgoing and kind.
Yeah, she's a go-getter, and she's super well-spoken. She's a great pick.
...to, like, talk with people what I've done this year, and she can keep pursuing, so it just shows she has a lot of initiative. She's really... ...she's going to really benefit from the next year, so I'd say she's really determined, and she's really going to do a good job.
Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor, any abstentions? Seeing none.
Signature. Vigorous clapping.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I have public relations.
Public relations. Chose her major. And the reason we chose Caitlin is because we feel like she has the holistic. That she's a very personable and positive person who with the uplifting characteristics. To the wider community. So, have a lot of aspiration to uphold the idea of transparency and on campus and especially with different students' lives. I feel like a wide, I guess not a sure that students understand how Student Senate works and how they can come openly and highly organized and definitely self-motivated to keep myself accountable in the and I'm
sorry. The last rule is sort of as someone specifically working. Is it better going on or misunderstandings to clarify situations on both ends?
Questions? Seeing none, you mind stepping outside? So. Thank you.
I'm currently in a class called Nobel Planning with her, and well organized and planned and put so much more work than anyone else in the class, and I think that she does that with and I think she's, like she said, organized and very well spoken, so I think she'd be a great fit for this job.
I have also worked with Caitlin in CCC or Chinese. She always like a really great choice for this position, and she seems passionate and motivated. What I want to say to us is clear, transparency and making those things more available to the student body. And I think that whoever, likely Caitlin, are public. Cabinet members to help her make that happen, because we can't get to the end of the year like we did this year and look back and say, huh, we should have done more about transparency, because that's on all of us. It's not just on one person. And so I think that as we're nominating clear to the student body that they're able to get their voice out there, because we do really awesome stuff, then we need to take and moving forward as a member of the student senate. I yield.
Yeah, she reached out to me.
Do we have any further more discussion? Seeing none, we can move toward the vote.
Aye.
All those opposed? Now you care about the system.
I understand, or I understand what works with it. I also understand what can be challenging. I've taken a few upper level finance classes, so I feel like I have a pretty good understanding. I've also spoken with the data. And just kind of like roles and duties in general, and I think I can do a pretty good job at it.
Oh!
I like to.
Maybe a dinosaur.
Any further questions?
It was hilarious.
I just want to say I'm in a class with Alex, and with Chang is running. And he's doing a really good job in that class. Bears and Mike can be. And I think Alex is really smart to be in this position and to listen.
And then I think there's Murdo.
Senator Johnson has expressed passion about the Finance Committee since the beginning of his time in Student Senate. He's expressed curiosity about what the Finance Committee in this semester in Senate. So I think he's a great choice, and I think he'd do a really great job. I yield.
Couldn't be the run for rep anymore, and I knew Alex, and I was like, hey, you should run, like, to be your whole rep. And got super involved in Senate, and is on a bunch of committees for the college. Especially through finance, because that's sort of his thing. So, I think that...
Seeing none, we'll move towards the vote. All those in favor of the finance controller for next year, say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose, any abstentions? Throw my phone. Next, we have finance director.
Just got hot in there.
I chose Louis Ashley because he was willing to put in the term that, like, he said that he's willing to share for the student body. Especially when student organizations are going through the budgeting process, he said that he, because a lot of student
organizations
are unaware about that, and then he said that he was a very.
Any questions for the?
Budgets for expenses restructuring and kind of operational expenses. So I think that was something that was related to this position. And that's basically the real life experience that I have apart from having skills like involved.
My question is, with having the spring I'm sure he experiences this year, it takes a lot of time and it's like a big commitment.
My senior year wouldn't be as hard as the credits next semester, 3.25, so that brings it back. Like Davis himself is also a soccer player and he has done a really good job at
Your favorite thing about being finance chair?
But I think like the whole process of it would be really interesting to learn more and also like I think the favorite part would be actually learning about all the new
Because
you an organized person?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Further questions for the candidate?
Have you ever made anyone faint?
Seeing none, relax with you. Step outside. Do we have to go? 1, 2, 3. The floor is open for any discussion. Wait. Any, we'll move towards the vote. All those in favor? Abstentions? Passes.
Major. She has learned this through her other on and off campus involvements. She has a passion for farming and work to help the Senate become more aware of its procedure.
Floor is open for any questions. Ominous person door.
New and innovative means of educating the Senate on parliamentary procedure when you see yourself. Working with the Iowa FCCLA state officers and as like the like but like what I'm planning to do is just kind of like first like kind of just like give them like a really short rundown of like a gamer activity where we kind of like have like different scenarios and kind of run through it, and like that's how I learned it when I was in high school. And like new centers, and also for like cabinet members next year, and also
the floor is open.
So Senator Boyden, she's really great and super smart, and she's also, she's won a lot of hard work. I think she will be a great person.
Move towards the vote. All those in favor of appointing Chelsea Boyden as a parliamentarian. Abstentions? Pass. So you didn't have anything. I don't think you're from the state.
What are some new initiatives you'd like to implement?
Health services as well as the peer assistance.
How do you plan to incorporate, because I know you've been really passionate about this year, how are you planning to incorporate some of those, or if your health and
health insurance issues? Yes, for sure. One of the main things I've learned this year, I will continue being a member of the Presidential Environmental Sustainability Council and work with them through that to see how and obviously take a leading role in trying to help with that. So I think that although trying to work collaboratively with other organizations and groups on campus that are working really towards sustainability,
certified.
So historically, Alvin Huntley has had the most charges.
I'm in 3 years. I'm
the president. More information.
I ask it just because of
my Any further questions? Do you mind stepping out?
He's just a very driven person, and I'm sure, you know, he has a great job as next year's manager.
Okay, I'll hope I will.
Job and he's so personable. You have no problem like reaching out and talking to different people. And
he's been incredibly easy to work with. He's super passionate about sustainability.
He's one of my residents in Pittman Hall, and I see his drive on a regular basis. He's in the lobby. And I just really admire his passion for everything that he does and his passion.
Seeing none, we can just move towards the vote. All those in favor of appointing Brendan Cos. Any abstentions? Passes.
During his interview, he shared with us that he is a very good listener.
What kind of computer do you have and why did you choose it?
I have a MacBook Air. Actually got it as a present for my parents.
Okay.
But I'm sad that I didn't choose it because I was almost gonna get it. Like I was just about to order it, but then they surprised me.
Oh.
Like being from the coolest city in the country.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's
that answer.
Totally understand.
605 till I die.
I don't know.
I just want to say if someone says he likes Windows more than Apple, that was his.
Let's turn the cadaver.
What sort of issues do you have
with the technology that you implemented? Suggested by someone else. That there are a lot of postings on campus. You know, it's a big student organization. So I'm wondering if we could take that online. And so I did some searching on Kuba. And so they have calendars that student organizations can post events to.
next year. That would be a great benefit to campus. I'm excited to see.
Why didn't you do it?
And like looking that beautiful, he just with these just put all the things in, and I was like, look.
Boys, any abstentions? Approved.
Yeah. So we chose Kaylee for admin director because. I was wondering how many words per minute you can type.
Any further questions? Brandon called Sally.
Nice email, and then
possibly.
Okay.
Are
you? And it's also got half cherry chunks, so it's not like small cherry chunks, like full half cherry in there. And it's very.
Center Boyden.
She's always shown a dedication to working hard as well as working with others.
High-powered federal judge at her legal conference, and she was extremely organized.
In favor of approving Haley Concepcion as the administrative director for next. Is that it?
So while they're pulling that up, every year the student senate is variety of methods. Some committees will seek their own students and there's a wide variety of how students get their names to this list, but vote up or down. You don't like debate whether or not you want somebody in a particular position. On one that you're not supposed to be, then you should let the Senate promotion those since it's not coming from the committee.
Speaker show.
The fire alarm charge, that should be directed towards Carol Brewer and
questions for our half and half. Seeing none, we'll move to seeing none, we'll move to announcement.
Sorry, your close friend has a solo, or your health passenger.
Frick.
Somebody say new business. Somebody say new business. Nobody said for yourself.
Wow.